Welcome. Today we're talking with John Mitchell, IPC President and CEO. John, welcome, and thanks for taking time to talk with us again.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Barry.
John, we recently conducted another survey looking at some of the lessons learned during the COVID outbreak, along with the shifting priorities companies now have. What we found is a lot of the response is really focused on leadership and leadership issues. Now, as the president and CEO of IPC, you are certainly a highly visible industry leader along with your team, and the IPC helps lead the industry in so many ways. So today we really want to focus this conversation around leadership. So to start with, why don't you just share with us what you think the role of a leader is, please?
Sure. So in a broad and kind of generic context, I guess the role of a leader is, you cast the vision and you bring in and work with a team that you enable and get out of their way. And then you also overcome obstacles that they encounter so that if you have, resources they need or challenges they can. So your job is to, help share that idea or where you're going so that you and your team can work together to make sure that's a reality. But when obstacles come up, that's your job to try to break those down, just in the generic sense of a role of a leader.
Right. So, there's a lot of different leaders out in the world, good, bad, and some that are right in the middle. What do you think really makes a good leader?
When I think of a good leader, so obviously you have to do that basic blocking and tackling that we talked about, but a good leader does more. And it's a balancing act. A good leader, it's challenging because it's kind of a lonely position, but at the same time, you need to interact with your team and your entire group, whether it's a team, a business unit, an entire company, whatever scope of your leadership responsibilities may be. And in that role, you need to exude confidence. You have to show that you believe in the positive outcome. You have to be a positive leader, someone who's just, this is, a negative Nelly, if you will. I'm not sure that's an actual colloquialism, but I just made it up if it isn't. So if you're always it's Debbie Downer would be the alliterative way of the more popular liberal way of using that. But if you're always a Debbie Downer, that's not going to play as well or it be as inspirational. So you have to find the positive, but you also have to temper that with realism. And in today's world, as you were going forward and you wanted to have your organization be a place you wanted talent to become part of, you wanted to make sure you were offering a fair wage. That was probably number five on the list of important things, but you wanted to make sure you were doing something important and they caught the vision of how you're doing something important. You want to make sure you're contributing to society. You wanted to make sure you're taking care of your employees. Well, that taking care of your employees aspect of a good leader has just become enhanced, with what we've seen happening lately here. So a good leader today has to do all of that stuff they have been doing. And now they need to make sure that their employee feels safe, that they feel that their needs are being met, that they're being we're focusing on those concerns they might have with regards to a safe workplace, to being able to contribute, et cetera. And it enhances that dimension even more than what we used to do, beyond just, we have a healthcare plan. No, it's like, actually, we make sure that your environment, we're doing all that we can, and we're listening to what you do as well. That's the other aspect I think of a good leader that I would point out is you're not isolated to the point where you're not hearing the real issues from your team.
Now, as the industry adjusts to the new world realities, this really brings new demands and challenges, as you were just keying in on, for business leaders, the environment. What changes, if any, do you already see in the way business leaders are approaching their businesses today and, into the future?
Yeah, so And this ties in, and maybe I didn't mention this as we were talking about the good leaders, a lot of the good leader qualities have to just be, you know, enhanced. So transparency, being willing to, you know, call a spade, a nickel, whatever it is that you, helping your team actually see and hear the real situation will help them respond. You can be positive about that. I mean, so let me just use an example from IPC. We shared that, hey, it doesn't look like we're going to hit some of the targets we had set out this year. And because of that, we want to change how we work. And what I'm hearing back from my staff is that they appreciate that forthrightness, to not to be sitting there just ignoring the situation, but saying, no, look, this is not going to be possible the way we envisioned it, you know, 6 months ago. So because of that, we're going to have to change how we act. And just being transparent about that sort of thing and being a good communicator. And it's not just telling, it's also doing. So your actions need to align with those things as well. So your business today, that becomes even more important. And into the future, it's, you know, you have to be very responsive. One of the things also that I think that this COVID-19 has provided as an opportunity for leaders today is in the area of innovation. So we know things have to change. The, you know, we're hearing all about this, you know, the quote, new normal. That new normal can also help you say, hey, I may need to do some, to leverage some innovation to respond to this. Well, at the same time, that new innovation to respond to COVID-19 can help you solve some other problems that you may have been struggling to invest in previously. So you can actually take advantage to make your organization even better in these circumstances. So I think the what I see right now happening for businesses today in leaders is to find those opportunities where you can innovate, whether it's buying new technology or innovating, you know, changing your processes, because now you have the reason that everybody understands. COVID-19, we had to change some things. Yep, we all did. What did you change? Well, I changed this and this and this. And because of those changes, now out into the future, we're going to be even more successful.
Oh, great point. You know, anytime you can get buy-in on change and direction, because change is obviously some of the most challenging of times in any business is when they're creating change. And, you know, when you add a solid reason, it's a lot easier to get buy-in on that.
Yeah, the other, I guess, just before we leave this one, Barry, that I would mention is, you know, I think leaders, we all know this, but we don't have all the answers. And so one of the things, tools that I think leaders are becoming more aware of and are starting to do more, at least I'm seeing more of it, is reaching out to peers, whether they're in the same industry or not, to share ideas and test their thought processes. Because frankly, being a leader is a lonely position. Mm-hmm. You know, you're kind of, you know, set out there and you are expected to have all the answers, but at the same time, you don't. And so one of the ways that we've done this, you know, we've been holding these executive forum calls where presidents, CEOs, heads of the electronics manufacturing industry have gathered together for an hour or so in a very safe environment where they could say, hey, how are you guys doing this? And people are sharing and the entire industry is better for it. And so finding those kinds of opportunities where you can share executive to executive or leader to leader, team leader to team leader, even whether they're in the industry or not, are really, I think, will become ways that people can become even better leaders as we go forward.
So you're still having those meetings, and are they growing in size, or what's the future of those as well?
So we were doing them while COVID-19 was, I'll say, at its most urgent here in North America and Europe. We were doing them every week. We have just shifted to every other week because we're kind of we're getting to the point where people are kind of getting what we need to do. There are less questions, and so it depends on the topics. And going forward, I expect we will this will be kind of a new norm that we'll do. We'll have this maybe once a month where we'll set up specific topics, maybe bring in a specific expert or person to share an idea about that, and then let the group that's interested in that topic that attends, you know, again, collaborate together and share their ideas. Because I've heard from industry that they value this opportunity. And so while I don't think we'll be able to keep the pace up every week, because as business gets back to booming, they've got other things to do. But once a month for an hour, I think will be helpful as new things come up, because things are always coming up.
Now, as leadership skills are honed throughout a career, you know, along the way, we all have mentors or role models or leaders that we admire. Why don't you share with us some of the leaders, past or present, that's influenced you or that you most admire?
Okay. You know, when you talk about this, it's kind of funny. I'm sure there's the iconic leaders that everybody thinks, but my mind, the first place they go to is people like Albert Einstein or Richard Feynman, which I guess most people don't really think of them as leaders, but they were leaders of their discipline, their industry. I'm sorry, I went to physicists, but they built on and were aware of the history, but weren't afraid to strike out on a new path, to challenge the status quo. And they did so in a way that could be explained to others. And so I appreciate that. As far as living, I recently watched a 3-hour documentary on Bill Gates. And Bill Gates, I found, you know, I used to be one of those, oh no, not Microsoft kind of guys when I lived in my IT world. But frankly, what Bill's done lately is, so he hasn't, in his retirement or after leaving Microsoft, he hasn't sat there and said, oh, I need to go build another Microsoft. Instead, he said, oh, I'm going to go, you know, help solve world hunger or sanitation or many other different challenges as a global issue, which in itself is admirable. But he didn't do it by saying, oh, now I'm the world's greatest leader in this stuff. He leveraged the skills he has. Mm-hmm. So he's a very structural thinker. He you know, is trying to apply innovation and technology to solve these problems. So that's his bailiwick. And he, even though he's doing something completely different, he's leveraging the strengths and the talents that he's developed along the way. And so I think we have opportunity to learn from our experiences and then hone those specific skills that we are best at, and then leverage those skills in whatever we're doing. And so that's why I think of these folks. You know, they are clear communicators, they're directional leaders, they're boundary breakers, and they're diverse in their approaches to different problems, but grounded in their methodology that they approach them with.
What advice, John, would you have for our industry leaders today?
So the first thing I would say is, everyone's an industry leader, all right? I don't care if you don't have any reports. I don't care if you're an individual contributor. You still have the opportunity to be a leader. Every one of us not only has the opportunity, I would say the responsibility to be a leader. We can lead out on issues. We can raise concerns. We can do the best work we possibly can. We can share ideas to improve things. So I think, first off, everyone should think of themselves as a leader, no matter how many reports they have or don't have. But my advice would be transparent and nimble. You know, don't be too stuck in the way things have always been done. I really think that we should find ways to explore new opportunities. I guess it's transparency and innovation is really what I'm trying to describe there. We don't need to only do what we've known. We can take the opportunity, and change like this, whether it's good or bad, provides us that opportunity to act. So the last piece of advice on what advice I would give would be take action. Don't overplan it. You need to take some steps. Just do something and learn from it.
You're right. The past often gets in the way of the future. On the call with us is Nolan Johnson. Nolan, did you have any questions that you want to ask John, please?
Within the confines of the IPC and the work that you're doing, how do you push leadership as a culture down into your organization? your...
When I first interviewed to become to come to IPC, one of the questions they asked me is, how have you been successful in the past? And the answer to that, I think, is the answer to your question. And that is because I've brought in good people and I've gotten out of their way. So don't micromanage, you know, allow people to be leaders, ask them questions, and listen to those answers. You know, there may be somebody, if you're the president of an organization, someone that, you know, your line manager probably knows more about that product than you ever will. And so listening and having the opportunities to have them be listened to not only improves your business, but it will also improve their sense of worth within the organization as well. And that's part of the leadership responsibility as well. You give them the opportunity to say, hey, I don't know what the answer is going to be on this. Here's a solution or here's an opportunity for you to come up with a solution. Please do so. And let's see it. And, you know, mistakes are going to happen, and that's okay. We're going to learn from it and say, okay, great. We spent $10,000. Yeah, hopefully not that much, but we spent a lot of money on whatever that solution was. Is there a better way we could have done it where we only spent, you know, $25 on that? And then we do it. So you learn and it grows, but you give people the opportunity. Yeah. A safe space, if you will.
John, thanks again for taking time to help keep our industry well informed. We greatly appreciate that. And we wish you all the best.
Thank you so much. Always enjoy talking with you guys.